Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Terrible accident in Brooklyn this morning, putting a senior citizen in the hospital. Police say he was struck by an underage driver.
A 15-year-old boy behind the wheel of that Honda Accord. Video shows him speeding down Pennsylvania Avenue, smashing into a light pole on the opposite side of the street, then hitting a 71-year-old man. Carl here lives nearby. Take a listen to his reaction.
Sad. I saw the video. The guy showed the video, and there was somebody standing there by the arm by the pole.
It was a 71-year-old.
Oh, my God.
He hit him. He was taken to the hospital.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
The victim, thankfully in stable condition, and that teen taken into custody. Now, Trini here says she pulled over after witnessing the crash.
Sick. It's crazy. Like, we have to do better than this.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In East New York.
And there are reports that police were chasing the teenage driver before the crash, but the NYPD hasn't confirmed that. A person of interest is now in custody after a 76-year-old man was stabbed to death in his own home last night. Officers answering a call on 102nd Street in Howard Beach found 76-year-old John Morocco with a knife wound to the chest. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No details about who's in custody, but police sources tell 1010 Winds it may have been a domestic incident. This is the latest of several people killed in their own homes in Queens in recent days. A young woman was fatally shot in East Elmhurst just yesterday, and an older couple in Belrose allegedly murdered by a parolee last week. Well, several months after an early summer pop-up party that ended in a brawl, a shooting, and a dangerous stampede, three teenagers now face criminal charges. The chaos erupted on Rowan Boulevard in Glassboro on June 29th, according to the Glassboro Police Department. They say two 18-year-olds, Serenity Hall of Camden and Elijah Evans of Pine Hill, and a 17-year-old from Glassboro are accused of being responsible. The trio allegedly created a digital flyer to advertise the party on social media, inviting people to attend and bring speakers with them. Police say more than 500 people showed up, standing and dancing on cars, blocking the right-of-way to traffic, blasting loud music as well. When authorities arrived to clear things out, that's when the chair-throwing brawl broke out, and then a large stampede that left at least one man with a head injury. Shortly after midnight, someone fired a gun during an argument, and a man was hit in the pelvis. That shooting triggered more panic and fear, cops say, and people ran in all directions. The teenage suspects have been charged with inciting a public brawl and other charges that are punishable by up to 18 months in prison and a $10,000 fine as well. Well, book lovers are making plans to be in downtown Brooklyn next Sunday for the 20th year of the Brooklyn Book Festival. Hundreds of authors from around the world taking part in their free festival day event. 1010 Winds spoke with Liz Koch, the producer of the Brooklyn Book Festival, which is designed to encourage young writers, she says.
Somebody, you know, that was maybe just like them as a kid, doodling, doing drawings or writing poetry, grows up to become an author, and maybe these kids will one day grow up and they'll be at the Brooklyn Book Festival, which would be amazing.
Now, while some 250 publishers will showcase books in the festival's literary marketplace, the largest book market in the entire Northeast, they tell us, the Brooklyn Book Festival includes other events spread out over 9 days throughout the city and online. Details at brooklynbookfestival.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.